For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The debate between former President Donald Trump and current Vice President Kamala Harris tonight at 9 from Philadelphia, live on ABC, and we will have coverage in its entirety here on KDK Radio, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, and our free Odyssey app. And at 6 o'clock, kind of our pregame, Rob Pratt, Natalie Benzavenga, and Lenny McAllister, and Lenny's in studio. Before you go, Lenny, I want to ask you about a completely different subject, and we had seen a Miami Dolphin superstar wide receiver pulled over before their game. And just for a quick update from CBS, Anne-Marie Green.
New body cam video shows the moment police pulled over Miami Dolphin star Tyreek Hill as he drove to the team's home stadium for their opening day game Sunday.
Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out. Get out. Get out.
So Miami-Dade officers drag Hill out of his car and then force him to the ground face first. After standing him up, one of the officers grabs Hill to force him into a seated position.
Hold on, bro. I just had surgery on my knee.
Well, the police union defended the officer's actions, saying Hill was uncooperative. The NFL star disputes that, telling CNN he handed over his identification but didn't want to keep his window rolled down as fans drove past him to the game.
I was shocked, man. Like, it's crazy because it all happened so fast. Like, I was following rules. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't moving fast because, you know, I got injured.
Well, the Dolphins released a statement calling the officer's behavior despicable, overly aggressive, and violent. One of the officers was placed on administrative leave. Hill was cited for careless driving and driving without a seatbelt.
Now, another player, Calais Campbell, with the Dolphins, stopped ahead to try to see if he could help, and the police told him to leave, get in his car and leave, and then he ended up having a confrontation where he was briefly handcuffed. But this opens up the conversation. Initially, he was pulled over for speeding.
Yeah.
Asked for his license. He gave it to them. Then he rolled the window up, and the police officer knocked on the window and asked him to roll the window down. That didn't happen. Then he was dragged out, and the rest is on video on this body cam. So, but this opens up a conversation for a lot of people about what do you do in this situation? How do you handle yourself? Now, you have three sons.
Yes.
Do you have that conversation?
Yes. And unfortunately, two out of my three sons, and I don't have any kids that are 40, two out of my three sons have already gone through incidences with the police, being completely, you know, clear of any wrongdoing. One that, you know, was in New York City, and the police came up and for a moment thought he was trying to break into his own apartment, which makes absolutely no sense. The second one, who was, and I'm still furious about this, was 12 years old and had an anonymous phone call, called on him while he's selling cookie dough in our own neighborhood.
In your own neighborhood.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, sunny day, people out doing yard work on a Saturday afternoon where he had already sold cookie dough, but somebody in a very cowardly way called and said that a grown man was acting suspiciously with a backpack on. Well, the only person that was suspicious, quote unquote, with a backpack on was a kid with braces with curly hair all over the place with a big t-shirt on that it indicated that he went to grade school. So when you have these type of things going on and people can weaponize the police, you know, people forget there was an NBA star, Thabo Sefolosha, who just received a $4 million settlement a couple of years ago for getting in an altercation with the police where he was being compliant. The police took him to the ground and broke his leg. You know, when you have us being in the aftermath of George Floyd, you have these things where the history of America when it comes to policing and African Americans is a very delicate and oftentimes very tragic episode in our history. And then you contrast that with the fact that we have police officers that have been accosted and killed sitting in their patrol car minding their own business. And they're just shot in the back of the head. That's happened in New York City. That's happened in areas across the country. We just had another tragic episode of that just a couple of weeks ago. If we don't have real leadership that is trying to de-escalate this to help both sides get better at this versus just feeding into the rhetoric. And again, this goes back to presidential politics. This goes back to congressional and senatorial campaigning. It's how we talk about these issues that play out in real life. If we don't have better leadership helping from a diplomacy perspective, we're going to continue to find these incidences where multimillionaire black men are treated like thugs in the street just because of the color of their skin. And I know that Scottie Scheffler went through this at a golfing event, so people can say, well, this isn't just about race. But if you look at the statistics, it's disproportionately about race. And unfortunately, over the last couple of years, we're going in the wrong direction with these types of things at a time where we were told after 2008 we were post-racial. And it's very troubling to see this. And we're going to have to be very intentional, each and every one of us as an American, to make sure that we're baking to the cake a trust where both sides of the badge, the police officer and the American, can get home safely from incidences like that instead of having people handcuffed with a knee in the back all over again, like we saw on Sunday.
Lenny McAllister, who'll be back at 6 tonight again with our coverage before tonight's debate. Really appreciate you being here and your thoughts, Lenny. Thank you.
Always love being with you, Larry. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
We got to find out if Rob Pratt can somehow weave Beaver County into
the ambassador of Beaver County is going to make sure he does it.
I love it. All right, standing by. Lynn Hayes Free. Countdown is on. Little under 12 hours till debate time, 9 o'clock tonight. Millions and millions of people will be tuned in. ABC from Philadelphia. We'll have complete coverage here. KDK Radio starting at 6. With Rob Pratt, Lenny McAllister, and Natalie Benzavenga. Meanwhile, every Tuesday we check in with our own Lynn Hayes Freeland. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. And you know, this is one of those years. One of the best things I think about this presidential race is the excitement, the way everyone is excited, regardless of which candidate they support or they're in favor of. There are watch parties for the debate. And I just think that's awesome to bring all of these people, get them all engaged in this discussion.
And I would imagine that, you know, it's going to take a lot to change anyone's mind. You know, each base has it based, but there are more people that are obviously unfamiliar with Kamala Harris overall. I think everybody knows Donald Trump, and if you're on his team, you're on his team. But if you were a Joe Biden supporter, does that support carry over to Kamala Harris or even more? So that's going to be the question ultimately to decide who wins. But what about tonight's debate?
Well, I think that a lot of voters are like me. We don't know a lot about Kamala Harris. She has, after all, been the vice president. And when we think about it, you know, what's the role of the vice president? To support the president. So she is now stepping out on her own. So I am curious. I'm excited, anxious to hear what she has to say. I know that, you know, her position on a lot of things have changed since she ran for president. What I find kind of fascinating, though, is when it comes to positions and policies, we are not very forgiving on some people changing their mind or changing their perspective, which I think in many ways is unfair. Because goodness knows, when I think about how I felt about certain things 5 years ago, I don't necessarily feel the same way about them now. And it may be because of my experiences or just life experiences that changed my perspective. So I'm curious to see how she responds to some of these questions.
Were you surprised that she ended up living here over the weekend at the William Penn downtown?
I was shocked. In fact, I'm still a little perplexed on how that makes sense. Not that I have anything against it by any means, but I just didn't understand. People kept saying, well, you know how important Pennsylvania is. And I said, right, but what does being holed up in a hotel in Pennsylvania, how does that benefit the voters in Pennsylvania? So I still don't necessarily understand it, but it's not problematic for me.
And the fact is, Donald Trump's coming back smithed in on September 23rd, and he's promised to go back to Butler on October. And then tomorrow, Kamala Harris coming right back to Shanksville. Remember, you know, 23 years since 9/11. So the services that are going to go on there, it's amazing to me that we're that important, we being Pennsylvania overall. And southwestern Pennsylvania in particular, we keep getting this kind of love.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's awesome. I mean, I think the visit to Shanksville is, it's timely. It makes sense. There's always that part of me that feels like certain things shouldn't be politicized. So there's a little bit of me that feels like, well, I mean, I get Shanksville, but I'm not sure that she's been there before. I think I read that her husband came to Shanksville last year. So I get it. Pennsylvania is going to be tough. I mean, every poll I've seen has the numbers at 50-50, and I don't know what's going to push that needle in Pennsylvania.
All right, Lynn, you were at the Steelers game Sunday watching on television, and if I closed my eyes and just listened to the crowd, you couldn't tell if it was home or away.
You know, Larry, this was the first time that I have been to an away game with the Steelers, probably since I went to Cleveland for a Brown-Steelers game. And this was back when Terry Bradshaw was the quarterback. So, you know, it was a long time ago.
The old Memorial Stadium.
Yes, exactly. So I had no idea what to expect. We caught the MARTA, which is the subway, over to the Mercedes-Benz Arena. We were, our car in the MARTA was about 50-50 Steeler fans and Falcons fans. And there was a lot of, you know, back and forth, back and forth. My grandson, who is 8, was head to toe with his Steeler hat, his terrible towel, his jersey, everything about him just oozed Steelers. So we started getting ribbed right out the gate. You know, it was like, you all aren't raising that boy right. How could you raise that boy to believe in the Steelers? You know, there was a back and forth. And my little 8-year-old grandson turned to one guy and said, I'm sorry, when's the last time the Falcons won a Super Bowl ring?
Ooh.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It just kind of escalated from there. But it was so much fun. It's that arena. It's a vibe. That's the only word I've been able to use. It's a vibe. From the moment we walked in, they had all of the high school bands in that area walking around, I guess, the concourse in the arena playing some song, which I didn't know. I'll be honest. I think it's some kind of a Falcons fight song. But we got, it was almost like getting caught up in the river as we were going around. It took us around. And then all of a sudden, we saw this land of black and gold. And it was like, yes.
Well, on TV, it was pretty spectacular to see. And I know it. The players say it too, that it really helps them get fired up and to get a win on the road to open the season, kicking 6 field goals. A win is a win. You'll take it.
A win is a win. Absolutely.
And we'll see what
happens.
And the
other thing I found, Larry, is there were a lot of people from Pittsburgh who came for the game, but then there were Steeler fans. There was a guy sitting next to me who was not from Pittsburgh, has never been to Pittsburgh. Again, head to toe, black and gold. And I said, how did you end up being such a Steeler fan? He said, well, my dad was. He passed it on to me, and I'm passing it on to his son. So there were so many people that I met like that. It was just awesome.
It'll be interesting to see on Sunday, being in Denver, where Russell Wilson came from, if he plays, obviously against his old team, which basically threw him out the door. So there'll be a little additional storyline and intrigue there. And we'll hear what Mike Tomlin has to say about all that coming up at noon today from the Southside facility. So more with Lynn Hayes Freeland coming up next. And we'll check in with Marty Griffin, 10 until 2 here in the next few minutes. Right now, back to Lynn Hayes Freeland, checking in from Atlanta, Georgia, fresh off the Steelers' first win. Overall, that had to be a blast. I've been in that Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's pretty state-of-the-art.
It really is. And in fact, it certainly gave me a new appreciation for an arena with a roof. All of a sudden, I didn't have to think about what I was wearing to the game, what the elements were going to be. I liked that part of it. Hint, hint, Pittsburgh, hint, hint. You know, I spent many a frozen afternoon at Three River Stadium, now Acrisure, many a day. For some people, that is football to them, being out in the cold. I'm not one of those. But yes, I did love it. It's a very state-of-the-art. That's probably the best way to describe it. So it was a new experience for me. I was impressed. I was impressed.
You know, back in the Roman Colosseum days when it was active, they had they could retract this like awning. So even they had it then. There's been talk over the years about doing that here in Pittsburgh. I wouldn't hold your breath. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, and you know, those retractables, in fact, I didn't know that Mercedes-Benz has the ability to open, but everyone that I talked to who has spent some time here said it's very rare that that opens. And if you think back to the Civic Arena, when it first opened, I keep dating myself, Terry Bradshaw, Civic Arena, but when the Civic Arena opened, they would always open the facility. And then as the years went on, it got more seldom until, I don't know, it seems like the last couple of years they never opened it at all.
I was in there once when they opened it during a show, and it was Jimmy Buffett. And as they opened the dome, well, they started up at Jimmy Buffett saying, "What do you say we drop the top on this old rag top," which rag top's one of his songs. They started playing. Everybody was looking up, including the band, and it opened. And then this waft of smoke went out into the city. You know, that's when people still smoked indoors.
People right? still smoked. Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, that was a special place, but I guess it had its day. PPG Paint's pretty nice too. Meanwhile, back to the election. Are you going to a watch party? How are you going to take this in tonight, Lynn?
You know what? I haven't decided. I'm going to be very honest. I did RSVP to a watch party, but I'm not sure that I'm actually going because I want to pay attention. I don't want outside distractions. And sometimes when you're with a group of people, the comments, then, you know, one comments, then the other comments, and then they go at each other. I think I'm just going to watch it by myself. Again, I haven't completely decided, but I want to zoom in. I want to focus on everything that's been being said. And I agree. I heard Lenny say in the last segment, you got to go back and read some of the responses because we don't hear everything as it is. So that's my inclination to watch it by myself. But like I said, I did RSVP to a watch party.
As you and I have talked to KDK TV's John Delano in the past, some people have wondered, how can they say that about each other in these political ads so people know they can say anything they want in political ads, and it doesn't have to be vetted in truth. In fact, most of them aren't really. So that's something to keep in mind. But the other thing is, you watch something like this debate, don't you want to know what the fact checkers say about what each candidate says and then drilling down on what's true and what's not?
Honestly, Larry, and I've said this before, I wish there were a way to do real-time fact-checking.
Why not?
I wish there was a lower third that came across every time someone said something that they could say, this is a lie, this is not true, or this is very accurate. Because here's the problem. I don't know that a lot of people stick around or take the trouble to listen or read the fact checkers.
Of course they
do. So they just walk away with what was said.
And that's why they get away with doing it, is they know that the majority of the people aren't going to check their facts, so they could say anything they want in sweeping narratives and painting with a broad brush. But if you're really interested in drilling down on the details, you kind of have to do pay attention and read those fact checkers. So I thought Lenny did a good job of detailing some of those facts. What's fact from fiction?
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's like anything else, and politicians aren't unique in this regard, because if you say something with enough confidence and enough force, the person or the people listening walk away and say, well, she must know what she's talking about. He must be right on point. And politicians have mastered that art.
We should not see what we did with Joe Biden in terms of his physical challenges and cognitive issues in this debate with Kamala Harris. So I think a lot of people are curious how she'll hold up. We kind of know what Donald Trump will do. He's done this many times before. One-on-one, former President Donald Trump and current Vice President Kamala Harris. 9 o'clock tonight, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. KDK will carry ABC's coverage from Philadelphia in a kind of a warm-up starting at 6. Lynn, we'll talk to you next Tuesday, and who knows what could happen between here and there.
Well, what we have seen is that one debate can change everything. We know that now for a fact, so let's see what happens. I'll talk to you next week, Larry. Thanks.
You got it. And we'll check in with Marty Griffin coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up 10 until 2, Marty Griffin. Get Marty. Marty, lots to talk about today on a lot of different levels.
You know, and I'm going to play some sound off the top. Here's the thing about Trump and Vance. You know they're ignorant. You know they're mean-spirited. You know they're misogynist, sexist, right? But here's what the fallback is. And by the way, all I'm doing is spitting out data points from what people were telling pollsters. And I agree. Here's the thing, Larry. They are what they are. What you want from them is a better economy. So this whole notion that she's going to trap him tonight into calling her stupid, or is she black, right? Or is she a dummy? Or is he a sexist or a racist or a misogynist? Doesn't matter. What's going to matter is, do you believe Trump's going to help you more or she's going to help you more? That, because Larry, we all know what Donald is, right? As one of my friends said to me, Larry, doesn't matter whether you want to go to dinner with him. Is he going to pay you? A lot of Americans say that woman was right. And that's what this will come down to tonight. I'm going to play some ignorant sound from Donald right off the top.
I think people are so used to whatever he said. They're right. If you talk to anybody, they just dismiss all that.
He's a jagoff, but.
But.
He's going to do this for me.
But.
By the way, Larry, I kind of get that. I heard Cuban, we're going to have Cuban on next week, and Cuban's like, I can't stand this man. He has no ethics. He stole from my friends. People hate Mark for saying that. But at the end of the day, people will vote for Trump, not Vance, based on whether they think he can deliver for them on payday, right? Because that's what will happen. Meantime, right at the bottom of the hour at 10, we got the police chief, okay, live. He's incensed over the fact that these judges don't give a crap about his guys and this cop that was seriously hurt the other night.
Saw the video. You posted it first.
By the way, we got the cop live.
Broken ankle.
We'll have the sergeant live.
I didn't realize he's Devlin Robinson's brother.
Oh,
is
yeah,
that
yeah.
correct?
Yeah,
brother. You had his, you know, Robinson was a Marine.
Love
a veteran.
Love him. And his brother, we will have the sergeant live and the chief live at 10:30. You got to hear this. This is amazing stuff.
It's really important from this perspective is the people that say it's the police's fault or whoever's fault. When it comes down to it, when they do their job, the police, they're not getting the support from the courts.
Right on, brother. And by the way, the Tyreek Hill video, you ain't cops. You ain't judges. You're citizens. You don't know Jack. In the real world, if you have really dark windows and the cops can't see in, and you won't put the windows down, you're screwed. Because you know why? Because they shoot cops through those windows, last I checked. So my point is, you can say all you want about the cops were mean to him. They were rude to him. Or you could say, that brother, that young man, is lucky he's alive. In the world we live in, he wouldn't put down his windows, Larry. He wouldn't do what he was told. He was going over 100 miles an hour and told them to screw off. They could have done some harm. Now, do I know what I'm talking about? Hell no. I got two lawyers, I got cops, and I got a highly regarded judge who are going to analyze that tape.
Coming up with Marty Griffin. Get Marty.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.